My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's the 19th of July 2009 at 10:15 p.m. Please could you tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
Kim Klaus Franklin, born 4th of April 1953, and I live in Wormley near Godalming in Surrey.
How are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth?
Very excited. Very excited. A little nervous, make sure that my project works.
How did you first hear about One Another?
Do you know, I think I saw something on the web about it. I can't exactly remember. I was an early applicant, and I just thought, gosh, this sounds like a really exciting art project. I'm an artist, so it really appealed to me. I thought, I'll apply. Probably nothing will happen. I won't get chosen, or it'll be in the middle of the night, or I'll be on holiday, and I might not fancy, you know. But then I got this great slot. I was really chuffed, really excited. And then I broke news to everybody else that I'd done it.
So you said that you're an artist. Would you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Yeah, I paint. Most of my paintings at the moment are very contemporary. Fruit. Blown up to sort of planetary size, large canvases floating on a, most of them are on a black background or a white background, and I use car primer to get a dense black, and then the fruit, inspired by some of the old masters that you see right here at the National Gallery, where you see the fruit bowl off to the side of some grand painting and a couple pieces rolled off into a dark corner, and I thought it'd be nice to elevate them into their own work.
Has that always been a subject that you've worked with?
No. I'm interested in portraiture. I used to do quite a lot of abstracts, and at the moment I'm starting some cloud paintings, so I just love the sky. The ground's not so important in those.
Where did your interest in art stem from?
Both my parents were artists. My father was an illustrator, a fashion illustrator, and then he painted landscapes. My mother was a contemporary artist. So I grew up with it.
Sounds like you have an accent. Have you always been?
I'm from Los Angeles originally. I've been in England for 17 years. I've had a very varied life. I went through a very bad time. I'd been divorced for 5 years, and my son died of cancer. He was 7. I came over to England. I'd never been to Europe. I came to England at Christmas following my son's death because I couldn't bear to be anywhere familiar, and met my husband. And now I've been here 17 years, and I'm a mom again. I have a 14-year-old daughter, so I was able to start life over again.
And have you enjoyed your time?
Yes. It was a bigger adjustment than I expected. I didn't realize there would be such a difference in culture, but I relate more to the British than I do to my own American friends. And really, now I've been here so long, I was thinking, actually, just thinking this morning, if I really would like to go back and live in the States again, which I've always thought I would, and I don't know that I would now. I love England.
Do you go back to visit?
Yeah, I have family there. I go back not as often as I like. I'd like to go back every year, but at the moment it's been every couple of years. It's a long way to Los Angeles. It'd be different if I was the East Coast.
Will you have people watching you online from the US?
I hope so. I certainly have told everybody that I'm going to be up there. The people who've actually gone and looked at the website and seen people on the plinth are interested in seeing me. But I think others that haven't actually gone and to see what it's all about don't quite get it, you know. So we'll see what happens after I'm up and if I get a response from them. But I hope so. When I was looking at all the blog on the website, I read a couple of from people in Australia and America. They were very sweet, and they said, "Don't despair if you're up in the middle of the night, because we're watching you."
Have you got people here with you tonight?
I have my friend Wendy, and she's an artist as well, and we paint together. We've set aside a day a week to paint together to make sure that we do our art and don't just get caught up in being housewives. So she gets it. So she's here with me. I'm thrilled she is here with me.
So can you tell us what you will be doing for the hour on the plinth?
Yeah. I've got, to increase my presence, I've got my bubble machine and a very sparkly kaftan. But I'm going to be sending out oversized red, lit up, flashing red balloons with messages attached that have to do with life, my views on life, my philosophy, things I've learned, things have happened to me that might be of benefit to other people, or just sort of reminders of the things that I tell myself that maybe might strike a chord with someone else. And also, I'm also a qualified counselor, so drawing on my experience as a counselor, bereavement counselor, and all that sort of life experience that I've had. So what? That's what I'll be doing.
What are some of those messages?
Well, I should have brought my paper in with me. I have... They're messages about, really about being human and how if we can remember to relate to each other, recognize our own humanity in one another, that the world would run much better. And also in remembering when you're going through a terrible time, and everyone does go through terrible times, that if you can be optimistic and expect life to be good again, it always will be good again. And to young people as well, because I find that many young people, many teenagers lose hope because of their lack of life experience. They haven't lived long enough to see that when things get very bad, they will come round right again. So messages like that.
What impact do you hope to have by going up on the plinth?
I hope to touch, if I could touch one person, that will be a huge success.
Can you tell us a bit more about your work as a bereavement counselor?
Yes, I trained to be a person-centered counselor, probably at least 10 years ago now. And as part of my training, I had to work as a volunteer, and I decided to go into bereavement counseling. Having gone through the death of my child, but also an early death of my father. I've lost a lot of relatives, and I felt I had the experience of going through the very worst and coming out the other end. So if I could be there as proof that there's life after death here on Earth, then that would be very worthwhile. So I trained to be a bereavement counselor as part of my general counseling. And now, I haven't been doing counseling for a while, but if I do go back into counseling, I think it probably will be bereavement counseling and possibly pre-death counseling as well, because that is something that a lot of people are afraid to tackle and a lot of people need to have.
Was there someone who helped you through your bereavement that got you into doing that?
Not really. I mean, I had support of my family, I had close friends, and I did go to some group counseling at the hospital with other bereaved parents. At the time, I found it shocking because I didn't realize what a long process it was. And to hear other people saying that 2 years on, they were still having a very hard time was quite frightening. But now that the years have passed and I've worked through it, I think there's a better way to help people through it.
What do you hope will happen when you get up on the plinth?
Well, I just hope I'll get my balloons blown up without my hands shaking too much. That people will be kind and that the messages fall into hands that might relate to them. That's it, really, you know. I think it's going to go fast, and I feel like applying to do it again. Already, I haven't been up there yet.
Do you have any fears about going up?
No. I quite like high places, so that's not a problem. No. Other than I'm a very sensitive person, so I'm hoping Twitter group won't be too hard.
Do you think you'll interact with people that are on the ground?
Well, I probably will, because I never been able to not to ignore a person. Part of my worry, if I have any worry at all, would be that I'd be interacting too much to get all my messages out, and I would like to get all of them out. I had to stop myself from writing more because I knew I'd be pressed for time.
Do you know how many you have?
I have 22. I'm going to try to get half of those prepared before I go up. And I have two lots. I have a second lot, which are attached to the little glow bracelets, glow-in-the-dark bracelets. And those will go out as well, I hope.
Do you have any other expectations about what it will be like on the plinth?
No, I'm just keeping the whole thing open, really. I know it's my hour, relating to everyone else that's gone up before me and will come after me. I think it's fantastic, and all the plinthers are so supportive of each other. That's been a whole phenomenon in itself, I think. I've already planned a reunion for next year. Did you hear about that?
What does it mean to you to be a part of the project?
It's fantastic. It's like living art. Having a sense of humor about it, I find it kind of like hysterically historical. It's a wonderful concept, and I think it's had a huge impact already, and it's only gotten underway a couple of weeks ago. So my hat's off to Anthony and all the support he's gotten from Sky and Artichoke and the mayor.
Have you been following the project?
Yeah, I have.
And what have you seen?
I've been away the last week and I felt quite bereft because I had no internet access. But I saw the opening ceremonies. I saw our gate crasher, which I thought that kind of tickled me. I thought, how human is that? And, you know, the green balloon lady with all her charities, and I saw the guy in the night building some sort of nest structure. Seen a couple of people making tea and so many charities. I never knew about some of these charities until now. That's fantastic. The WaterAid. Well, I think there have been, what, 3 people up there for a WaterAid? Fantastic costumes. So, yeah, seen a lot.
Have you participated in other arts events before?
Well, I was having this discussion with Wendy out there. What do you call an arts event? You know, I've been art exhibitions. My paintings have. I sang in public as part of a concert my singing teacher arranged. That's about it. That's about it, really. I've spoken in public, but that wasn't art. So, yeah, that's about it.
We're trying to build a picture of the people that are taking part in the project.
Yeah.
What are the things that are important to you in your life now?
Well, my family, my daughter, my husband, but also to fulfill ambitions that I've had all my life and took me, well, I'm 56 now, it's taken me until now to sort of give myself permission to go ahead and do some of these things, like taking singing lessons, to taking dancing lessons, to paint again. I didn't paint for years. To paint seriously, to try to get into galleries, which I have, and just to go for it, really.
How long have you been doing singing and dancing lessons?
I stopped dancing, but I actually got my husband to take Ciroc with me for a year. That was about a year ago. That was great fun. I've taken singing lessons for about, I don't know, a year, well, maybe 2 years, but sporadically, which is great fun until I have to do it in public, and then it's just terrifying. Never. That was once. Yeah, no, that was the scariest thing I've ever done, ever, by far. Yeah.
Scarier than going on plinth.
Oh, far scarier than going on the plinth. Plinth's just exciting. Singing was terrifying.
And what were you doing before you got into the art more seriously?
Well, raising my daughter. Yeah. That's about it, really. Some counseling.
How would you summarize your experience of the project since you applied and to this point now?
Well, it's just been great fun. Really a bit of excitement. I was just saying to Wendy, it's like this is one of those punctuation marks you get through life. Something that, a bit of excitement, a bit of fun, something bigger than you are. It's great. It's great. It's such a privilege to get to be part of it. So lucky.